Thank you, everyone, for being here with us today. I call the State and Local Government and Elections Conference Committee meeting to order on May 5th, 2023. We do now have a quorum present. Today, our agenda will be to walk through the proposed to be adopted state government policy and articles, and also we'll do a walkthrough of a few local government policy articles. It is our intention today to adopt the state government, unless there's some major objection, and then we will hold off on the local government provisions. We will not be adopting those today. So with that, I would ask our nonpartisan state government leaders to go forward to the table. Thank you. Lawyers, I guess I should have said. Yes, thank you. That was a mouthful. Yeah, sorry.
Just looking for easy joke. Okay.
Mr. Gehring and Ms. Stengel, thank you so much for your work and helping us get to this place today. Oh, James. I'm sorry, Stephanie James. I should just start all over. I apologize. If you would like to state your name for the record and then begin the walkthrough, that would be wonderful.
Madam Chair, Matt Gehring from House Research.
Stephanie James from Senate Counsel.
And I think, Madam Chair, what we'll do is the walkthrough like we've done in the last couple of days, we'll go back and forth and just briefly describe each of the items that are on the chart. The document we'll be referring to says proposed to be adopted state government policy dated May 5th, 2023, 12:45 p.m. And the first item that you see there is establishment of the State Fire Museum. The proposal here is to adopt House Section 1 of that language. Item 2 on this row is authority for the Executive Director of the Legislative Coordinating Commission to enter contracts. This is identical language between both bodies. The proposal is to adopt House Section 5. Row 3 is the language that allows or amends the law governing the types of collateral that the state may accept to secure state deposits. This is identical language between the House and the Senate. The proposal is to adopt House Section 9. And then row 4 is the Senate only section. I'll turn that to Ms. James.
Madam Chair and members, line item number 4 is to establish among special guerrilla units Remembrance Day, Senate only. The proposal is to adopt Senate Section 17. The next item is a process to challenge inaccurate data held by the state. These were similar between the two bodies with non-substantive changes, and the proposal is to take the Senate Sections 18. The next four items all relate to the Legislative Salary Council. This is lines 6 through 9 on the sheet, and these items are either the same or with only minor stylistic differences. And the proposal is to take House Sections 16, 17, 18, and 19. The next item is the same between the two bills, allowing MNB to accept grants for the purpose of fulfilling its duties. They're the same. The proposal is to take House Section 20.
And then, Madam Chair, Rule 11 is the language that establishes the Office of Collaboration and Dispute Resolution within the Department of Administration. There are stylistic differences between both bodies. The proposal is to accept Senate Section 27. And then Row 12, also within the Department of Administration, this is the section that establishes the Office of Environmental Sustainability. The proposal here is to adopt Senate Section 13. There are minor stylistic differences between both bodies.
The next item at the top of the next page, item number 13, is Senate only. These are enhancements to the preferences for targeted group businesses for procurement purposes for state contracting. Those are Senate Sections 30, 31, 32, and 33. The next item is number 14, to eliminate an obsolete report on the transitioning of master contracts. Provision is the same in both bills. The proposal is to take Senate Section 34. The next item is the Regents Candidate Advisory Council. It changes the appointing authority for the Senate and also makes the meetings of the group public. This is the same in both bills. The proposal is to take House Section 62 and 63.
Madam Chair, next rows 16 and 17 both relate to the work of the Historical Society. There are technical updates here, and language that eliminates preclusion on the Historical Society employee. It eliminates preclusion on Historical Society employees serving on a dispute panel within the society. These are identical language between both bodies. The proposal is to accept House Sections 64 and 65. Then row 18 corresponds also with row 21. This is language from the Legislative Coordinating Commission policy bill that provides for staggered four-year terms for members of the Mississippi River Parkway Commission. On row 18, the proposal is to accept House Section 66.
The next item, number 19, is a Senate-only provision. It modifies the description or the names of positions that are listed as classified in the public safety sector. Senate-only position, the proposal is to take Senate Section 47. The next item relating that came from the Legislative Coordinating Committee.
Please, just one moment. I just want to make sure that I have that correct. Is it classified positions or unclassified positions?
Madam Chair, I think you're right that it changes the classification status by making them unclassified. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you.
The next item is from the Legislative Coordinating Commission. It's a sort of a cleanup provision. It eliminates the responsibility of the LCC for administering the Electronic Real Estate Recording Commission. This is stylistic differences between the two bills, and the proposal is to take House Section 74.
And then, Madam Chair, to close out this table, I already mentioned the Mississippi River Parkway Commission on row 18. This is row 21, identical between both bodies. The House, the recommendation is to accept House Section 77. And then the last two rows on this table are two repealers that are identical in both bodies. There are just some stylistic differences in the way that they were drafted. The Trustee Candidate Advisory Council, which is the group that recommends candidates for the Minnesota State Colleges and University Board of Trustees, is proposed to be repealed. This is Senate Section 51, line 32.2. And then the last repealer relates to the Office of Collaboration and Dispute Resolution. And then the proposal here is to accept Senate Section 51, line 32.4.
Thank you very much. Members, do you have any questions that you would like to ask of House and Senate on nonpartisan staff? Okay. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I thought you were just asking me something simple. Please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to one more time thank staff for the work of pulling together what are the most, I think, obvious sames and similars, mostly sames, between the two bodies in preparation for the work ahead of what's left in the conference reports, in the bills that will require more of our attention over the course of the next few days. But I did think it was important that we at least the same, since the most similar, the most same, that we advance those today. So I want to thank Ms. James, Mr. Gehring, and everybody who did the work to pull this together for today's meeting.
Thank you, Chair Murphy. I appreciate that. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on these particular provisions or have questions on these provisions? Seeing none, we'll move on to our state, or to the local government portion. Thank you, Ms. Griffin and Ms. White. If you would like to state your name for the record and then begin the walkthrough, we would appreciate it.
Madam Chair and members, for the record, my name is Chelsea Griffin and I'm with House Research. I'll be covering the first two provisions of the document titled 2023 Omnibus Local Government Policy Articles with the subtitle of Local Government Same Similar Sections for Potential Adoption. The first topic is additional investment authority for qualifying local units of government. These provisions are the same between the House and Senate, and they expand certain investment authority to local units of government with a AA bond rating or higher. The second topic on the sheet is library advisory boards. These provisions are the same between the House and Senate, and they authorize Ramsey County and Anoka County to establish advisory boards to replace the existing library boards in those counties.
Thank you.
Madam Chair and members, my name is Joan White from Senate Council. The last two provisions in the local government article are, the first is the municipal hotel licensing. It allows municipalities to license hotels. The language is similar, and the staff recommends the Senate language. And the second is the repeal of the political subdivision compensation limit. Again, the provisions are very similar. The Senate language is recommended.
Thank you very much. Members, are there any questions or concerns regarding these provisions? Thank you very much. I see no questions. Is there anyone in the public who would like to comment or ask questions regarding these provisions? Seeing none, we will move up on. Are you ready for the motion? What we'll do now is we'll make a motion for the adoption. I will move the adoption of the provisions included on the document titled proposed to be adopted state government policy for consideration and conference committee on House File 1830, May 5th, 2023. The document is date and time stamped 5/5/2023 at 12:45 p.m., pages 1 and 2, to be included in the conference committee report. Is there any discussion to the motion? Seeing no discussion to the motion, all of those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposition?
No.
One audible no. Thank you.
All reliable.
And with that, the motion prevails. And the document is adopted. The provisions are adopted. Or tomorrow, would you like to say anything about moving?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think that it is Friday afternoon. There is a fair amount of work and discussion that needs to occur. So for those of you wondering about public meetings over the weekend, I don't plan to call a meeting tomorrow publicly, but we will be doing some work. So for those of you who are planning your weekend, even though tomorrow might be a rainy day, you still get your day, unless you want to hang around here, because I'll be here. So I think we'll call our next public meeting for Monday, and probably in the afternoon, as we have continued to do that, and we'll probably have more work in the very early part of next week. That will be a reflection of the work that has been underway. And, you know, if I give you a jingle, it's because I've got a question for you. So please pick up, even if you're enjoying your Saturday.
And the House will have the gavel on Monday. So, I thought you had the gavel tomorrow, and you're not. That one.
Yeah,
that is. It's a 24-hour gavel. So the House will have the gavel on. Thank you. And with that, our work for today is completed, and this meeting. Pardon? Do you have a question? And with that, we are adjourned. Yeah.